A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Get ready for TalkSport's cavalcade of the catastrophic.
Bordeaux, as in the tapestry, yeah?
No.
This is the legendary Clips of the Week podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Clips of the Week.
Yes, Clips of the Week time. A day earlier than usual, of course, but Andy, take it away. What we got?
Yeah, we start with Perry Groves talking European football with Kevin Hatchard.
You need Müller to be Yogi Löw's lieutenant on the pitch, his kind of tactical translator.
Italy's bandwagon wagon rolls on.
Yes. Ragon. Well, it was a bit Scooby-Doo, wasn't it? When the words don't come out for Perry, they really don't come out, as you might recall from this moment last year.
It's going to be very, very difficult to actually impose that, because obviously there's face recognition.
Richard Nixon.
We all do it. Now, the week was dominated by the World Cup qualifiers, including, understandably, a lot of England chat. So to kick us off, here's Hugh Woozencroft with news of a shock selection.
It's going to be an important game for England. Gareth Southgate, under no doubts about that. He says Danny Mills will have to defend well.
Well, I mean, he will, really. He's looked after himself, Danny. Last time we saw him, I'm sure he could still do a job.
Yeah.
Do it the last 10 minutes, yeah. I think. He wouldn't do too bad. Talking of England fullbacks, this was Jim White.
Playing for your country is a massive privilege and an honour, and I think at times I took advantage of that. Now, Luke Shaw, we remember, when was it?
We clearly don't remember.
And Stuart Pearce also charted the way forward for England.
But you're right in what you're saying. If you're going to be effective in major tournaments, you can't just outscore the opposition.
It's a start, though, isn't it?
It would help.
I would take that in a major tournament, outscore, because I get the sense you might actually go and win it if you do that. Yes.
It's good.
Is it me? Yeah, Wales were also in action, of course, and John Jackson brought us news of an incredible goal.
Wales snatched a late win thanks to a pinpoint cross and an accurate header from Dan James.
That's impressive, isn't it? To cross it in and get on the end
must
of your
have been
own
quite
cross.
Loopy.
Yeah, stayed in the air for a long time, but well done to Dan James. That's why he cost the money he did.
Fisherman's Blues now, and host Nigel Bothaway doing our job for us.
Got 3D structure scan, down scan, side scan. There's Halo 20 plus radar, which means you can pick up the birds as well, when you're out at sea.
That'll be on Clips. That'll be on Clips of the Week, that. Pick up the birds while you're out at sea.
Sorry, Nigel, you didn't make it, I'm afraid. it didn't get selected, but thanks for pointing it out.
It's so surprising, the poor man, we've made him barren. Go on.
Yes, it's Formula One now. Excuse me, and Goffey reflecting on the Bahrain Grand Prix.
Debutant, Mazepin, a rival in F1, it lasted 3 corners in his Haas.
In his what, Goffey?
In his Haas.
In his Haas?
Normally he drops his H's, that would have been worse.
That would have been. That does, the Yorkshire dropping of the H. That's very true. What's next, Andy?
It's on to boxing and Paul Coit previewing Frampton Herring this weekend.
And Carl Frampton says the champion Jamal Herring's decision to arrive in Dubai only a week after the world title fight is absolutely a mistake.
It certainly was. When he got there, he found out he'd lost in the first round. Fantastic. Fancy turning up a week after
everybody?
The fight. Yeah, that does take some doing. Now on to our excellent cricket commentary, of course, on TalkSport 2 with Andrew McKenna and Gareth Batty, and a good-ish recovery by Bats.
Gareth Bassi. Shots like that will help.
Yeah, lovely shot from the captain. Yeah,
he was halfway between shot and captain, and that was the result, wasn't it? Really?
Yeah. Back to the football and breakfast. Excuse me, Ali McCoist with a quiz question. Which Tottenham player holds the record for the club's all-time goal scorer? Is it A, Dan Harry Kane, or B, Jimmy Greaves?
Who's Dan Harry Kane?
Dan Harry Kane.
Maybe that's his first name. Maybe he's Dan Kane, but he goes under the name of Harry. Good old Dan Harry Kane. Just time for the TalkSport Caller of the Week. Two fake or others.
So, the numbers to call, as I said, 08717 223344, which is exactly what Dan the Ipswich fan did. How you doing, Dan? Hello, Dan. Dan the Ipswich fan.
Yeah.
Talk Sport, so Caller of the Week.
Such a contrast.
Not quite as upbeat as... yeah. Nice. It was like Ash. Maybe it was Ash, the Villa fan.
It was.
And finally,
Jim White chatting to Simon Jordan.
Mr. Simon Jordan, a friend of yours had a column in the Times this week.
I have no friends.
You have a friend. You have a friend in me, as somebody once said. You've got a friend in me.
So, Jim kind of half sung it for us there. So we thought, you know, to take us into the Easter weekend, why not, as Alan would say.
Got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me.
It's good, isn't it?
It's not bad.
I quite like it.
It's kind of in the Rex Harrison envelope. I could see Jim taking to the stage if they ever do Toy Story the musical. There we are. Thanks for everybody suggested clips this week that were played. Alex Zonnefeld, Alan Jenkins, Jason Kenny, Ali Z, Bob from Arbroath, Paul Lewin, Leighton in West London, Roger in Durham, Davin Coe, Jeff Tate, Stu, Ricky T, and I'm sorry, Nigel, by the way, didn't quite make it this week with his clip suggestion.
Don't miss Clips of the Week every Friday afternoon at 3:30 on the Hawksby and Jacobs Show on Talk Sport.
Is this Sports Talk?
No, Talk Sport.
Well, Talk Sport, whatever.
Available across the UK on DAB Digital Radio, online at TalkSport.com or via the Talk Sport app.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.